Hello and welcome to APW, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. This is the show dedicated to you, the homeowner, for you to experience the difference. If we can help you with any of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, give us a call at 913-825-6600. My name is Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Wilbur.
No. Dude, good intro. Way to go.
Dude, that was horrible. I couldn't get the Dixie difference. I couldn't get like multiple things out.
It's all right. It's just going to set the show for the rest of the day.
Welcome to APW
Help for Homes. We're glad that you're tuning in with us this weekend. We love to do this every weekend. And to bring you information about plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. Hopefully, we really do hope, Keith and I do hope, that we can formulate our sentences correctly. Ha ha. And give you information that you can take to your own home, with whether it be safety issues, efficiency, repairing. Hopefully, repairing maybe some little tips for yourself. I've got one really good one today that I want to go over with you that you can take care of yourself and save yourself so much money rather than having a company like APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Although we do value our customers that we give really great pricing. I mean, it's one of our 4 points that we think is so great about APW is that we give really great products at a very good price. So, but we've got some great tips, and that's what we like to do every weekend. So thank you for listening to us, because, you know, that's why we come in every week to do it, is because of you listeners and you giving us the feedback that you do enjoy the show and you actually get some good, valuable information.
That's not why I come back.
And it's not why you come back?
No.
Well, I don't even want to know what you're going to say.
Because you make me. You tell me if I'm going, you're going.
Right.
I'm like, okay, that's honey. True. She goes, don't you want to tell people stuff now?
No, that's a funny thing. The funny thing is you're the one who talks the most out of the both of us. You're right. The one that in a room, you're like, God, could that guy ever shut up? So
except for the show, you talk the most.
Except for the show, that's the only thing.
And when you're yelling at me, or disciplining me,
maybe,
or correcting me, or
oh my goodness! Now, can I get the guitar or the violin out right now, please?
No. It's funny, and I do appreciate it. Just so you guys know,
where's the Justin Timberlake movie? Are the Justin Timberlake song "Cry Me a River"?
I don't know.
Yeah,
could I listen to it?
No.
Oh, excuse me. So I'll write up where we write up training stuff in there, and so I'm writing up some stuff from some service techs. And just because now, every time I write something, I always, after they type it up, it always goes to Dixie. And that's because Dixie's a lot smarter than me. But she'll circle things, she'll change stuff, she'll send it back. She goes, what is this? And it's so funny because I read it and I was like, wow, that really sounds dumb, huh? But yeah, I wanted to thank you for that. So.
Oh, no problem.
I corrected all the stuff.
There was a few things this week. We were implementing some new training with our technicians and we wanted to put it all in writing. But yeah, I'm kind of the proofer, if you will, on some of that stuff. So
yeah, you're the maker sensor is what you do. You all make it sense.
Oh gosh, I was like the maker sensor, huh?
Yeah.
Never heard that.
I was doing some carbon monoxide stuff, and Dixie just makes it make sense. I just make it say it sound like Keith.
Yeah,
it's really confusing.
That's okay. So you know what? And maybe that's why I talk a little bit more on the radio show than you, huh?
Why?
Because I make her censor.
You're the maker censor. You know, most people would agree with that. You're like much more organized than I am. You have like the 4 points I'm thinking I have to do in my head. Well, how many points are there? And you like know it and I have to guess. I'm just like, I'm surprised she knows the number of points. But I just sit there and you have stuff like, you have a pile of stuff in front of you. It's all organized, set. It sounds smart. It all is in there. And me? I got a can of Monster.
You know what? I'll tell you one thing.
Chocolate almonds.
If you haven't listened to Keith before or don't know Keith, or don't know Keith like I know Keith, you have one of those photographic memories. I mean, pretty darn close. You remember more things than any other person I've ever met. I wish I had that kind of brain. That's why I have all these papers in front of me.
Because
I can't remember those things.
Unless we're in a conversation about an argument.
So that's information we don't need to talk about on the radio.
Then somehow I remember
that's
nothing.
Information we don't need to share.
But I think all that's right. Every man. Every man that's out there is like that.
Gotcha. You know what? I want to talk about our air conditioner safety inspection from APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. We offer that at $59 for our radio special. If you've not taken care of your air conditioner, want us to come out and do a safety and clean check for you, we would be happy to do it. Call 913-825-6600, 913-825-6600, or go to thedixiedifference.com and look us up that way in case you don't have the opportunity to write that phone number down. Again, thedixiedifference.com, And we'd be happy to get that $59 radio special air conditioner safety and clean check for you. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. So
I got stories.
Enough about us. We're going to talk about what you need to do to maintain your air conditioner. We really like talking about this because we just feel like you either know it or you don't. And that's what we find out in the field a lot, is that folks either do it and they know a little bit about why they do it. They know enough. They've got a great gist of it. Or the customer just they're kind of more anti, like, why would I do this? Why would I waste money on maintaining my mechanical equipment in my home? You know, why do I need to clean my air conditioner? You know, it's out of sight, out of mind. So we like talking about this, and it's a great time of the season to do it because it's hot, hot, hot. And we want your air conditioner to be prepared for this hot time of the year. We want it to be working at peak performance for you. And one of the things by doing that is maintaining your air conditioner every season. You can lose up to 5% efficiency every year not maintaining your mechanical equipment. And you times that by 10 years, that's up to 50% efficiency loss. So every dollar you spend, you could be throwing away 50 cents because of poor, inefficient equipment in your home. So we don't want to do that. You know, you don't want to do that. So if you just invest a little bit of money every single year, like our radio special, the $59 air conditioner safety and clean check, you can keep that 5% every year and keep your system working top notch. So it keeps your family cool, it keeps your utilities down, and it's working in a safe environment for you. So in your home. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about that today. Keith's got some stories that he wants to share because he likes giving the stories. We also want to talk about
the ancient days, I would have been that old guy sitting by the fire telling the history of our tribe.
Oh, my goodness. Well, who says that you won't be that old guy sitting by the fireplace talking about your tribe? Yeah. Who's to say that that won't happen?
You know what? I've thought about that. That'd be kind of cool.
Oh, my goodness.
I could have been whatever.
You know what? I just had a vision right now. So we have a 6, 8, and 10-year-old, and they're not going to live down the street from us. They're going to move far, far away so that they don't have to listen to all your stories.
No. Cooper loves me too much.
No. I'm sure. They of course, all love you. Yeah, what are you talking about?
But Cooper really loves me.
Your one kid loves you more than the other?
I think so, yeah.
What?
Yeah, he's nicer to me.
I wonder, is that what every parent thinks? I think one kid loves me more than the other.
Yeah.
I think they all love me.
Yeah, except for he's being mean to me last night, jumped on me, tried to beat me up.
Well, he was being playful with you.
Yeah, so but, I beat him up, though.
So another thing we're going to talk about, instead of our children, is the mysterious flush that happens. We get this question. Actually, I've got this question last week and posted it on Facebook. So if you'd like to get some cool Facebook content, go to APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling and like our page, and you'll get some good content there for you. But an easy fix on the mysterious phantom flush, or the ghost that flushes the toilet. It's not a ghost. It's not a phantom flush. There's an easy fix on how you can repair your own toilet, and you don't even have to buy a new one. You can if you want, but you don't have to. It's a very easy fix, and you can do it yourself if you like. So we're going to talk about that here in a little bit as well. So moving on to air conditioner, the air conditioning, cleaning up those babies to get them, you know, completely working efficiently and comforting your home the way they should, taking care of them with that safety inspection. Keith, I know you wanted to share some stories about people who have problems with that.
Actually, you know what the first story comes from?
No.
Tanya.
Okay.
So I'm sitting in the office.
People don't know who Tanya is.
Tanya Wisner. She's your administrative assistant.
Executive assistant.
Yeah,
yes.
Or
okay.
Whatever the title is.
Right.
She sits in an office with you. I don't have an office.
She doesn't sit in the office with me.
We in a different office.
In the office together.
You guys have offices.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
So when you guys aren't playing video games. No, I'm joking. So, but I don't have an office. So I have to sit in the break room. So I was writing up some papers and Tanya walked up to me. She goes, you know what? I have a question for you. And I was like, yeah. She goes, all that stuff that sticks on the outside, that white furry stuff, and I said, like cottonwoods, and she goes, yeah, and all the rest of the leaves. She goes, what do people think they're supposed to do? Because I don't really know. You know, I think you should just be able to wash it off. Is that okay?
On what? What are you talking
about? On our air conditioner.
Okay, outdoor unit.
Air condenser, yeah. And so I was like, you know what? Here's the problem that happens is that people see all the leaves or the material on the outside, and so they spray it off, it falls off, and the obvious point is it's cleaner, right? And to a degree, they're kind of correct. Is the outside debris has been removed off it. But what I let her know is that you don't understand, when you spray that hose, the smaller particles in the dirt gets pushed into the back of the coils because you have fins. So the fins and the coils on the condenser or the outdoor air conditioner, everything, materials, whoever it may be, leaves or whatever, gets stuck to the condenser. And so by spraying it off, it may look cleaner on the outside, but the problem is the inside, where all the coils stick together, it's incredibly dirty. And if it's dirty, it cannot properly release the heat from inside of your house. And that's the biggest issue with it. You can't spray it with the hose on the outside.
Gotcha. So we're going to talk more about those topics. I got to go to break real quick, so I'm kind of cutting you off there. So real quick, I want to remind folks of our free estimates that we have on replacing your furnace and air conditioner. If it's something you just want to get a free estimate, find information about, you folks can be your own best judge of whether APW can help you out in the future. We have $1,000 off if you just donate 20 non-perishable food items that we can give to the food banks here in Kansas City to help with, you know, especially the kids, because they don't have lunches. They're not in school yet. So 913-825-6600 for your free estimate, or go to thedixiedifference.com and we'll take care of you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome back to APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Wilford.
And welcome. Welcome back to APW Help for Homes. We hope you're enjoying your weekend, and thank you for sharing some of your time with us here at the APW Help for Homes show. We do this every weekend, so we appreciate some of you who actually tune in. We've been doing
it. I'm surprised they do.
Yeah, I know. So. Especially with your randomness. No, I'm just kidding.
No, they still do that. Every time people talk about the show, they talk about you. And I'm just like, yeah, she has a co-host, doesn't she? Yeah,
no,
but I forgot who that is.
That is not true.
I forgot who that guy is.
Not true.
I was like, huh?
Well, it must be boring. Oh, my goodness. No, I think it's the combination of both of us that we both have information to share, like the $59 air conditioner safety inspection that we do for our customer, and that's our radio special. Go to thedixiedifference.com or call 913-825-6600 to get yours today. So call today. Or you can also take advantage of our free estimate. If you're at the place where you really want to get a free estimate on replacing your equipment for your furnace and air conditioner, I know it's always a time where people are like, no, I really don't want to. But if you want to get a free estimate, no cost, no obligation, do it now. If you decide to go with us, and we always have financing, then you can get $1,000 off in the month of July by donating 20 food can or any non-perishable food items for our food drive that we have going on in the month of July. So I want to make sure that folks know that they can really do good for the community and get money off if they decide to do something for this month. But still, no cost, no obligation, free estimate on your furnace and air conditioner. And you folks can be your best judge of whether or not we at APW can help you in the future. You can call now at 913-825-6600 or go to thedixiedifference.com and we can get the information to you, or you can put in the information and we'll get right back to you. So anyway, I'm going to make sure people know what our specials are right now.
Well, you're special.
Oh, so are you. So anyway, you saw my Facebook post last week.
Uh-uh.
I talked about the ghost on the toilet. And
this was cute.
Yeah. So there was a post on there. It was a ghost sitting on a toilet. But not a real ghost, of course. But anyway, it was kind of a cute picture. But I wanted to make my point across that
it was a person sitting on the stool with a sheet over them.
Right, with a white sheet over
them. Right. Yeah.
So,
I don't know if it was that cute.
Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah.
But I get the question. We've got the question sometimes calling into the office of, my toilet is randomly flushing in the middle of the night or in the middle of the day. Nobody's in there. How could it possibly be doing that? And in the industry, we call that the phantom flush. But there is no ghost. You don't need to call Ghostbusters. It's just a leaky toilet tank. Basically, the flapper in your tank has eroded due to mineral hardness. It could be sediment in the water that's accumulating. It could just be of old age. The flapper is allowing water to leak from the tank. Therefore, eventually the float in the tank will drop and then the toilet's going to flush because it thinks that somebody's flushed the toilet because of that drop. Time to replace the flapper then at that point. And maybe you could consider even a complete toilet upgrade. So any plumber can help you, like APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, to get that flapper replaced. Or, you know, if you're a DIYer, you can go to your big box store and just replace the flapper and do it yourself. So if you need some help with either getting a flapper replaced, or you want to find out what's the best upgrade, you can go to thedixiedifference.com. I do have a fabulous YouTube video on our website you can check out, which is the Toto toilet, if you've ever heard of Toto at all. It's a great, great toilet. It's like the king of toilets. And you can find out more about a toilet upgrade, and APW can help you out with that as well. So just know that the toilet doesn't have a ghost. It's not a phantom. It's just a bad flapper, and you need to get it replaced.
Yeah, I have a good flapper.
You do have a good flapper. You use that flapper all the time. You talk it. So,
did I tell you that the seat is breaking through? I'm getting grass.
Oh, I was like, I thought you were talking about seat, like maybe like a toilet seat was breaking.
Just so you guys know, I sodded like 40 feet of the side of the house, and then I laid seed in 30, and they say seed won't come. It's a bad time of year to do seed. Mine is all coming up. I just wanted to let you know that.
Hopefully it survives.
Yeah, well, yeah. So I'm doing it, man. Of course it's going to survive.
You're like watering the heck out of it. That's why.
I'm out at 4 a.m. watering
like
that
watering
thing.
Watering it. Okay, so right. Anyway, I'm so glad that your seed, S-E-E-D, is not breaking, or is breaking ground
I have five
and going
kids.
Through. So.
All right, so we have some of the few things we've changed at work is we're trying to make it easier for customers to understand some of our service calls. So we've always had processes that we go through to verify that that your equipment's working right. So in the summertime, there's companies who sometimes just come out and spray down stuff, wipe it down. I'm going to stop you
just because I know where you're going, but I'm not sure your audience knows where you're going, which is you're talking about when we're coming out to take care of your air conditioner.
Yeah.
Or you have in our diagnostic calls, you have no air. We've implemented some new processes that we really think are great, not only for our service technicians to do their job so much better, but it's also a great way that we can show what we're doing for the customers. And this is for the air conditioner. We're also doing this on our tune-ups for our customers.
Well, our service agreements.
And our service agreement, what we call the energy savings agreements, are 2 visits a year to maintain the furnace and the air conditioner. Right. So just to get people to know what you're talking about.
Right. So we have always gone through it, and there's a lot of things to actually check to diagnose the system. And a lot of HVAC companies and people rely on past history, where they'll see a problem, they'll say, you know what, I know what it is, let's fix it. And this is what gets a lot of return calls. And for the consumer, it's horrible because you don't want return calls. And for the companies, it can cost a lot of money, which nobody wants to see happen either. So we spend a great deal of time to make sure that we get it right the first time. So we go through tons of temperature checking when it leaves your system and it comes in, and the wet bulbs and all these things that you guys don't care about. But the cool thing that we did is that we came up with a little chart that has arrows on it. And so when we do our diagnostics, our customers can follow along and can see if you see this problem, it's caused because of this. And so they're little, basically it's just lines of arrows and dots that tell you exactly what's wrong with
it. It's like a picture book.
Yeah, it's a picture book. So our customers are like, that's really cool. So that's what's wrong with it.
So we're going to talk more about the picture book for our customers to really dumb down HVAC or heating and cooling, especially cooling this time of season.
Well, see, dumb down is not fair. Just make it easier for them to see it.
Right, exactly. Right. Exactly. I apologize. So we got to take another quick break. Call for your $59 air conditioner safety and clean check right now at 913-825-6600, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, and welcome back to APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford, and across from me is the Dixie Williford.
And you're just kind of goofy today. I just can't get over it. welcome back to APW Help for Homes. We are talking we're talking about some toilet issues and how you can take care of it. We're also talking about things that you should look for if a company is coming out to do an air conditioner safety and clean check. We do those all the time for our customers, and we'd love for you to try us out as well. You can use our radio special and get it done for $59, $125 value. I always forget to tell people what the true value of that is. But our radio special is $59, and you can get your safety air conditioner safety and clean check done from APW by calling 913-825-6600 and doing that right now. Before we get back on topic, I also want to remind folks, I don't even think I said it last week, was our food drive that we have going on in the month of July, really helping out our local communities here and around the Kansas City area by donating food, non-perishable food items, which I think we talk about it around Thanksgiving and Christmas. So, you know, there's a lot of additions there. But during the summer months, a lot of the kids in the area don't have a lunch. They depend on school to feed them a lunch. So we want to help the local area food drives to keep them, you know, full. And you can take advantage of that by the free estimates that we're giving to our customers. And you folks can be your own best judge of whether or not we can help you out in the future. And that is a free estimate on 20 non-perishable food items that you can, if you purchase a furnace and an air conditioner from APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. You could also get a free diagnostic, by just donating 5 non-perishable food items. If you just want a free estimate to fix your toilet, or to find out why you have no air, or anything, we won't charge you our diagnostic fee at all. We'll come out absolutely free to give you what our diagnostic is, and then you folks can be your best judge of if APW can earn your business. But we do ask for at least 5 non-perishable food items from you in the month of July. So I know you've got that in your pantry. You can just whip it over, and the next time you go to the grocery store, you can replace it. So you can really help out our local food, you know, food drives that we donate to, and really feel good about helping out the community. And then you get a great value. You get a free diagnostic call for you. So call now at 913-825-6600 or go to thedixiedifference.com. So
did you just slap your leg?
I did slap my leg.
Oh, okay.
You know me, I get very expressive.
Yes, you do.
Too bad this isn't on TV, right? But, you know, we had like some Facebook. I don't know why we don't we should do Facebook Live sometime.
No, I'm fine.
No, you're fine.
I'm good with just doing this.
Yeah, I'm good.
Actually, you know, that's funny. You're talking about that.
They see our bad posture in here.
You're talking, I know. I'm just like laying on the table right now. I'd lay down with a pillow if I could.
Right, right.
Like, for all you people who just got out of bed and in your jammies.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'd like to do.
Right.
Okay, so, you know, the interesting thing, the interesting issue that we have, if you guys don't know, I go out in the field. Usually on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, I go out with service techs. So I spend as much time out in the field training as possible as we can. But the interesting, we had a customer, one who, I guess she listened to the radio show, and she works for a maintenance company. And so she had us come out because they were having an issue and they couldn't figure it out. And because the Dixie Difference, she wanted to see. And it was basically if we could help her out. And so we go out there. And the craziest thing is we're going through her equipment, and this call I was not on, so it's secondhand, but we're going through her equipment, and some of the maintenance guys were there. And as we see, there's one thing you can do is you can check not only the pressures of the refrigerant, but you can check the humidity in the air that's coming in and leaving, and the difference of temperatures, the air coming in and leaving, and you can tell if the blower motors are either running too fast or too slow. And you can also tell if there's a blockage somewhere. And sometimes the blockage is in the coils. Well, what they were doing was we went through there and the outside of the units looked nice. So, but the one thing that he did is he took it apart and the front didn't look bad. But when we got to the back side of it, it was all caked with mud. And so what they were just doing is washing off the front. And every time it rained or something happened, mud would splash on it. And so the outdoor condenser, I'm sorry, the one that's sitting on a pad, your air conditioner, the maintenance guys were even spraying the coils off. However, the mud and the dirt all on the backside was so caked, nothing could breathe through it. Normally, there's only certain units we take a torch to.
So good airflow is important.
Well, through the outdoor condenser.
Anywhere. Good airflow is important for your air conditioner to work properly, to work properly. It's good airflow.
Yeah, but the funny part is that this is a maintenance company, and it's their, you know, they have all these houses they maintain, and what was happening is they were taking shortcuts of spraying the outside so it looked clean. However, they weren't doing all of it.
Spraying the rest of it in the inside. Right. And way to properly do it is to spray it inside out of the air conditioner by taking off the top and the fan, right?
Yes.
And instead of spraying it in to the air conditioner.
Yes. Well, they were doing that. However, the front, you know how when you see a condenser, you can't see the backside of it because it's usually against the house or close to the house. The front side, they were spraying down with the hose. So when they would do inspections, it looked clean. However, nobody looked on the backside of these houses. And so we did all of our tests and we figured out there's something wrong. There's a blockage somewhere. It's not releasing air. So we tear the whole thing apart and it was just caked on. It was caked on so bad, we actually had to take a torch and burn off all the material to try to get off of the coils. And then finally, it took about an hour of scrubbing the back of the condenser or the air conditioner, and then we finally got flow. But see, even maintenance companies end up doing it. And the weird part is we went to two calls in 1 week where they were very similar. Another lady works for a company, and she had the maintenance people for the company come and take care of her air conditioner. And some of the individuals who own like trains use an interesting coil. And what it does is it's like a spine, and all the pieces interlock with each other. Well, you actually can't spray it off. We don't even try to use a cleanser. You have to use actually a torch to burn everything off. It's the only way to actually clean them. So when I was at a service call with her, and she was having problems, and the system was horribly dirty. I don't even know what they did. I don't think they ever cleaned it. But it was so dirty, we tore it apart. And that's the interesting thing. And this is one of the reasons why we take all the readings and we take all the measurements, is because there's a lot of people we go to that say that they have somebody who cleans it, or they have a company that they work with or work for that clean it. And when you go into someone's home and they say, yes, my own company cleans this, and you're like, no, they don't, unless you have proof, sometimes they think that you're not being completely honest with them because it's the company they work for. So that's why we take a lot of the readings, so you can see there's an obvious problem.
We're physically showing them.
Right.
The readings, and we're physically showing the caked on debris that has been, you know, accumulating throughout the year.
Right.
So
it was kind of funny. Well, what we did was you could also tell that no one had taken a single bolt off of the air conditioner. That's the other thing you can tell, is none of the bolts have been removed, so you know it hadn't been taken apart. So they sat out there with us for 30 minutes while we torched it. And everything burnt off of it. We retook the readings, and she got about 15% more air, a cooler air inside of her house. It readjusted the numbers, so the numbers leveled out.
That's a lot. That's a great increase. Absolutely.
So that's where you want to make sure.
Better comfort now in the home, because she's got better airflow.
Right. And we talk a lot about maintenance, and it's because it's so important into taking care of your equipment and making it last. The most important part is that there are too many people and too many companies that take it lightly, and they do poor jobs with it.
Safety and clean checks. Right. Yes, yes.
And so you really need to ask the questions or physically look at it, is what are you doing to clean the system? And that's why we try to tell you, you know, this is how it should be cleaned and taken care of.
And we know some of you have to work during the day, and you have that trusted company that will let you, you know, come in and do it for you while you're gone. We do that as well for our customers. But we also want to leave the information of that how everything is working properly, or if there's any slight issues, we're going to leave that for you as well, so that you know that we've done our job. And inside the system and outside the system is going to look the same. And I know that's something that you shouldn't have to look for, but you always want to inspect what you expect. And if you have the opportunity to do that, you know, make sure you look around, and it should physically look clean inside and out. And then you know you at least know that is a big part of what they do on these safety and clean checks.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes to the safety and clean checks. They take care of make sure your system is safe, clean connections. There's a lot of stuff they do, but you can go much beyond that and actually allow your equipment to work extremely good. And that's really what you want.
That's what you're paying for, right? That's what you're paying for. Exactly.
And that's the tough thing in our industry is getting everybody to do it. So that's why we came out with the charts. They're
so
really cool, colorful charts.
We want you to use, absolutely.
Not because you're dumb. Yeah, it's just that it's cool,
picture
colorful
book.
Charts.
We want you to use our services. If you don't already, give us a call at thedixiedifference.com to look us up, or you can call us at 913-825-6600. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, welcome back to APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford, and across from me is the Dixie Difference.
That's right. That's the Dixie Difference. You threw me off there. Thanks for listening.
That's what I do.
Yes, you do. Thanks for listening. We have had a great time this weekend. We hope that you are getting some information. We've gotten a little technical on our last segment, so hopefully we can kind of rein that back and give some good information in case you weren't so technical, because we know there's all kinds of listeners out there. So we hope to appeal to all of you, giving you good information that you can evaluate the type of work that you have performed for your heating and cooling or any of your plumbing services. So give us a call or send us an email at thedixiedifference.com. If you have some topics that you want us to share or you want us to continue to share, that's what helps us with the radio show. I appreciate it very much when we get those, and we get a lot of you guys out there doing that for us. So thank you so much for that. I want to remind you folks to go to our APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Facebook page. Our Fjord and LinkedIn, you can check us out there as well. And I'm in the process getting on Instagram and Snapchat. Yes. So that will be coming in this next week as well. So we'll be posting all of our fun stuff on every avenue that's out there. So, but anyway, we did a great post that we got a really huge response on, which was the mysterious flushing of your toilet. The phantom toilet is what we call it in the industry. And again, I just wanted to remind folks, we talked about it a couple segments ago, that if you have a toilet that just randomly flushes, that there's no ghost doing it, that is a easy, easy fix. You can have APW come out and fix it for you, but for you DIYers, it's an easy thing for you to do as well. And it's just a flapper that needs to be replaced in most cases. The flapper is either eroded due to like mineral hardness, you know, just sediment being in the water, or even old age. So it's allowing water to leak from the tank. Therefore, that float is sinking, and the float thinks that your toilet needs to be flushed. And there it then flushes the rest of the toilet and starts all over again. You're wasting so much money in water. So there's another utility bill that you can make so much better for your pocketbook by repairing or replacing, in this instance, the flapper. That's all you got to do, which is sits inside the tank. So remind you of the phantom flush. It's not a Ghostbuster issue. So another thing that we have been dedicating the show to is how we properly take care of the air conditioner for a safety and clean check, but also how people can do it and make sure that they know that they're getting it done right.
Yeah. And so what our goal was, you know, you train service techs, but explaining to customers all the time about how it works doesn't necessarily happen as well as everybody wants it to. So we simplified it and put it into little charts and little pictures. So it makes better sense. It's easier for our, and really what it did, it made it easier for our service techs to be able to show the customers. It made it less confusing. And we've had, you know, we've always done the process, but we haven't simplified it enough that everybody could understand it or see it. And so we've been doing it for probably about 2 weeks now. And the overall response from our customers have been, this is so nice. I actually get what the guy's talking about. And so it makes it easier. And I think for most consumers, I know it does for me at least, and maybe I should speak for myself, is when somebody's explaining something to me and I don't quite understand, I always feel like I'm being taken advantage of, or I'm always uncomfortable because I don't understand it. And sometimes it feels like they're insulting me, and maybe they're not, but they are because I don't know what they're talking about.
The ignorance of you.
Right. And that's what one of our concerns were, is that, you know, in this day and age, people want to be educated more. They want to understand more. They want to feel comfortable. They don't want to feel like they're being taken advantage of. You know, as us being consumers, we feel the same way. And so, and that's why whenever we have somebody come by, I let Dixie take care of it because she's much tougher on them than I am. So I just wanted to point that out. The tech guy's afraid of you. And so that's where we, and that's so we came up with pictures and diagrams that make it really simple for the customer to follow. And really it made it simple for our service techs to explain. And people have really liked it. And we're so we've taken it now and we're going to enhance it into more areas of our company. So whenever our service techs are coming out there, it's just not going to be them telling you. It's them showing you based on, you know, either specific testing that was done or information getting from the government or some body that's in control of whatever it may be, water heaters or whatever product we're going for. And so you can actually see what the result is, what caused it, how it happened, and it's going to be more simplified for you. So at least when you're looking at it, you know that this is really what's happening.
Right. And not to to kind of summarize what you're saying there, when services for you, what you're trying to say is that if the folks want the information, we've really put it in a very picture book kind of a way of what we've been able to accomplish. And if there is any issues with the air conditioner and how we can make it work at peak performance, that we are able to communicate it in very, you know, really simple terms to the customer, but they still have all the information of all of our, you know, technical diagnostics that we've done as well. So really proud about how we've taken this really technical diagnostic information and be able to put it to an easy form the customer can actually understand. Because, you know, I joke that it's not rocket science what we do, but, you know, these guys, they have to go to school to learn how to do all this HVAC work. They learn out in the field. I mean, they are like doctors for your air conditioner and your furnace. So they really know what they're doing. They know what they're talking about. If you, the consumer, knew it, you would do it yourself. These guys are great at what they do. But we really love the new process that we are doing for our customers, and they're really responding for it.
You know, that's funny because that's kind of one of the examples I gave to the HVAC service techs when we implemented this. It's that it's like a doctor. You spend, because our guys, not only do most of the HVAC guys go to school, they have to obviously get licensed and certified.
Right.
But
right.
They end up, it takes years for everybody to train these guys to even be able to go out there and diagnose properly. So one of the things I was telling them about, it's like a doctor. You know, some of your doctors that come to you have great bedside manner. They can explain it to you. They make it simple. There's other doctors who are bad at bedside manners, but that doesn't make them bad doctors.
Right. They might be great at what they do. Right.
So that's what I was telling the service techs is, you know, the doctors don't necessarily see they're doing it bad or they would probably change it. Well, the same thing with service techs. They don't always realize that the way they're explaining it is sometimes insulting, sometimes confusing, sometimes it doesn't make sense. So instead of relying on them, we just made it that they have a tool that can sit in front of the customer. And now the customer, hopefully, at no given time, will feel like they're inadequate,
uninformed,
or they don't get it, or they're not smart enough.
Yeah.
And that's really what we wanted to achieve. And I think it's really cool.
We don't want any of our customers to ever feel they're being taken advantage of. It goes against our mission statement. It goes against what APW is about, which is offering great products and doing it at a very good price for our customers, but really educating and communicating to our customers in the best customer service way. And so it's just one more element that we're doing at APW. We're almost out of time. The show is almost over.
It did fly by this time.
It goes every weekend it does.
I'm going to go home and take a
nap.
But
I want to remind folks our specials, the $1,000 off an air conditioner furnace if you're ready to buy right now. You can get a free estimate, no cost, no obligation. We always have financing for our local food drive. That's 20 non-perishable food items for your free estimate. And not for the free estimate. The free estimate is free. You don't have to give anything. And then you also, if you want a free estimate, you do have to give 5 non-perishable food items for our food drive as well. And we'll come up and give you a free diagnostic. Call 913-825-6600 or go to thedixiedifference.com. See you next weekend.